and bless it. As I heard a preacher down south say several years ago, that he would just anoint these lips of clay, that they would be able to give to us today the word that we need from God. And while you open your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, let me make mention that yesterday was Ron Ball and also Terry Holmes' birthday as well. And this coming week, Sister Mamie's birthday, and also Checky's birthday is coming up. And we want to wish y'all a happy birthday. And certainly, may God bless you with many, many more. And a dear friend of all of ours, Sister Edwina, told me to tell everybody how much she loves y'all and misses you. And she listens to our broadcast over the internet. So today we send this service out to her as well, that she's down there, but we're up here, but she's able to listen to the broadcast. And we're thankful for Jeff and all the work that he has done to make this possible for our sick and shut-in to be able to have access to our services. In the book of Hebrews in the 4th chapter is where we'll be reading from this morning. And I ask that you pray real sweet for us, that God will just take His word and bless it today, and that it will be words to lift you up, encourage you. And to those that are lost, that this would be the day that you would see where you stand with God, and that you purposed it in your heart before you even left the house, that if God speaks to my soul today, I'm going to step out by faith, just saying, Lord, you know all about me. And if it's your will you save me from that awful place of hell and destruction? In the book of Hebrews, the 4th chapter, if you would go with us down, reading this morning the 12th and 13th verses from this 4th chapter. He says in the 12th verse, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do." And stop reading there with that 13th verse, and you can be seated in the house of the Lord. And this thought has been on my heart, and I want to try to bring it to you, this message today, with a text: God knows all about you. God knows all about you. And from this passage of Scripture, we read where Paul told the in a message to the church there, and he told them about the Word of God, how that it is a discerner, and how that it is sharp, and that it goes down and it discerns even the thoughts and the intents of the heart. There is nothing that you and I do, think, say, or even plan that God does not know about. Everything we do in life, God knows about it. And he says not only that, but he says all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. And this prompted me to have to go back and dig up some scriptures to be able to bring to you this morning to show that God knows all about us. That there's never been a time that God didn't know what was going on in our life. And I want to preach to the lost this morning, but this message also go to us that are saved, that sometimes we think we're the only one that knows what's happening. But you can rest assured, when you're up early in the morning or late at night or maybe in the afternoon and you think nobody else knows about your cares and about your thoughts and about your pain or your sorrow, God knows. He knows all about you today. There's nothing that God doesn't know about us. In fact, Jeremiah in the 1st chapter in the 5th verse said it like this, that even before we was formed in the womb, God knew us. He knew all about us, Chad. And before we was even conceived in our mother's womb, God knew about us. And at conception, not at birth, as some would have you to think, but at conception, God already knew about us. While we was there and didn't even have a name, God knew us. Amen. This will preach this morning. God knew about us. And He knew not just about in the things that we would have to go through as a child, but God knew all of our days. There's not been one thing that has happened in our life that God did not know about it. Somebody ought to be able to rejoice this morning. And He said not only did He know about us before we was formed in our mother's womb, but in Matthew He said that even God knows the very hairs of our head. They're all numbered and He knows about every one of them. There's nothing that happens in our life that God doesn't know about it. If He knows, Sister Ruby, from the time of conception, and He knows even the number of hairs that we have up on our head, if He knows about them, folks, He knows everything. And He also, Second Samuel said that He knows our going out and He knows our coming in. Those times when we thought we was sneaking about, nobody knew anything out about what we was doing, God knew about it. Some of us have got times that we thought that we had hid. We was like Achan. Y'all remember Achan? He thought he had things hid from God. He thought he had it hid from all of his countrymen. But God knew about it all the time. God knows all about us today. In the book of Lamentations, Jeremiah said He knows our sitting down and our rising up. God knows before the alarm clock goes off that you're about to get up. For those of you that use alarm clock. Amen. He knows when we're about to go down and lay down at nighttime. He watches over us as Jeff and Hope sang that song. He's got not just the Lord, but He's got angels watching over us to keep us out of harm's way. And not only that, but David said it like this. He said that God knows even the thoughts that we have. Sometimes when I think about that, I have to say, Lord, forgive me. Because we think that we're the only one that knows about that thought, but God knows about it. There's nothing that we think, do, act, say, even some things that we plan that God does not know about them this morning. And some of us thought, well, we've got them hid from everybody. Nobody knows about this. God knows. And then how many of us growing up thought we had things hidden from mom and dad only to find out when we got older they knew all about it? We didn't really have it hid. And I'll tell you this to you that are young this morning. Those things that you think that you're getting by with, mom and dad knows about it. And you say, how do they know? Because they was once young as well. I know it's hard to believe, but they was once young. And not only do they know about it, but God is able, through His knowledge, to be able to transfer that information to mom and dad and let them know about it. The Bible says that there is nothing that is hidden that will not be shown openly. And not only just these, but He said He knows the thoughts of man. But David also said that God even knows the imaginations of man. He knows everything about us. Those things that we are going along. Anybody ever just going along and all of a sudden you catch yourself and you're deep off in this thought process about something that's going on at work or something that's going on at school or in the family. And all of a sudden you just come to the realization that you was just in depth thoughts about what was happening in your life. And you think nobody else knows about all these thoughts that I have. God knows about them this morning. He knows about your cares. He knows about your pain. He knows about your hurt. He knows about your joy. He knows about those things that nobody else knows about. God knows about them this morning. And He also said this. Ezekiel said in his word in the 28th chapter, in the 3rd verse, he said that there is no secret that we can hide from God. How many of you thought you had something hidden that nobody knew about? You're not going to raise your hand. It's a secret. But some of us in days past thought we had a secret, but God knows all about it. And in fact, I have to go back to His Word, and when I began to look at this, Jeremiah also said that He knows our transgressions. God knows our sins. He knows those things that you and I have felt guilty about for some time and have never come and confessed it before God because we don't want anybody else to know about it. The Bible never tells us that we have to confess when we come to an altar, that we have to give up and give a testimony of everything that we've done wrong. Sometimes we just need to come and say, Lord, you know what I've done wrong, and I'm asking you for forgiveness. And if the Lord forgives us, the church has to forgive us today. And we need to have that forgiveness in our heart so that we can quit, act like we're hiding something, and allow it to come open between us and God, give an account to God, ask for forgiveness, and move on with our lives. Unconfessed sin is hindering our people today. And not just our transgressions and sins, but Jeremiah also said in the book of Lamentations, he said, the Lord has seen my wrongs. How many of us today, and you don't have to raise your hands, but we have done things that are wrong. The society might say they're right. But we know in our hearts that they are wrong. Folks, let me preach to you this morning. It doesn't matter what society or the law says. If God's word says it's wrong, it's still wrong today. People say, well, everybody else is doing it, so it can't be wrong. If God says stay away from it, we ought to stay away from it this morning. Just because society says it's right doesn't mean it's right with God. People say, well, how do I know if it's wrong? And I give this very simple answer to that question. If you feel that it's wrong, you ought to stay away from it. Amen. People say, well, sometimes I feel like it's wrong, sometimes I don't feel like it's wrong. Folks, God doesn't change. Amen. If it was wrong yesterday, it is still wrong today. Amen. And God knows our hearts. And folks, there's been times that many of us has come under condemnation because we knew what we was doing was wrong. Even though everybody else was doing it. Even though the law says it's right. Not everything the law says is right is right. Do you realize many of our laws have been changed from what yesterday was wrong, today they're saying is right? Because they're changing it to the popular opinion of man. God is not looking for our opinion. He said, my word says, and that's what we ought to do. He also says this. When we go back and we look in our lives, Job said it like this. I don't know very much about my own life. If I can preclude this with this, my thought. If we look back and Brother Ott, we began to study, we can remember little things about our lives that's happened. But Job said, I remember yesterday. I know about yesterday in my life, but today, from what's going to happen from this point forward, I know very little bit about it. I don't know what's going to happen this afternoon. God does. I don't even know, as he said, as James said in his word, I do not know what's going to happen tomorrow. But how many of you know that God knows what's going to happen tomorrow? He knows. I read this morning, and I read it in two different parts of the Bible, where in the book of Job and also in the book of Ezekiel, where the question was presented, how does God know all of this? In the book of Job, you remember that he was sick, and you remember he'd lost so much, and his friend Eliphaz came to him and said, how does God know all the things that you have done? Isn't there clouds between heaven and you? How can God look through the clouds and know all that's going on in your life? He made the clouds. He's not just a God that can be things that happens in our lives and things that goes on that we can try to put a cloud there to try to hide it from God. Folks, He even knows the thoughts and the intents of our heart. He knows when we do it out of love and when we do it out of necessity. And He knows when we do it when we have ulterior motives. Anybody else ever done anything with ulterior motives in mind instead of doing it out of honesty and out of just compassion? God knows about that. We may be able to conceal it, and make it look good on us. But God knows, Larry Jones, everything that we have done and why we did it today. People say, I don't know if I want to serve a God like that. Whether you serve Him or not, He knows. Whether you worship Him or not, He knows all about you. There is nothing that you have done or will do or are going to do that God doesn't already know about. You say, well, why doesn't He stop me then, Pastor? Because He made us all free moral agents. God doesn't force any of us to worship Him. He makes us all to choose which way, which path we will walk upon. Every time we come to make a decision, whether it's right or wrong, folks, we better go with what's right. Amen. Because God is watching. How many of you remember that song, My Lord Keeps a Record of Every Moment I'm Living There? How many of you know in the book of Revelation it says, and the books were opened. That revealed all of our life. It revealed all things that had been done. But folks say, well, I'm worried about all the things that I have done, if that's going to be recorded and written down in the book. But you know what grace and mercy does? It covers it in the book. To where it's no longer held against us. Somebody on a Baptist church ought to be able to rejoice in knowing that God knows all about you, but yet He still loves you enough to forgive you of all things that was done wrong contrary to His Word. He said that not only has God known us from the time of our conception, but even beyond that, Job said He even knows the day that I'm going to leave this world. He said that there are bounds set that I cannot surpass. God knows the day, the month, the year, the hour, and the second that I'm going to have to say goodbye to all my loved ones. Leave a forwarding address where I'm going to. People say, God, you make God sound like He's just the smartest person there is in the universe. And I say, we cannot even fathom how much knowledge God has, because look at all of us together collectively today. God has blessed all of us with a little bit of knowledge about different little things, but God has knowledge of all things. He made the stars. He made the moon. He made the rocks. He made the mountains. He made the oceans. He made you and I. And He knows there's not one thing that happens in the universe that God does not know about. People say, well, why doesn't He stop a lot of these things then if He knows all about them? Because God has set the world in motion. He told this creation that we would have the right to choose right from wrong. That we would be able to choose our destination, if you'll have it this morning. And we control our own lives. Folks, where we end up at is a matter of what decisions we made while we was living in this present world. You remember the rich man? And the answer came back to him, don't you remember when you was back there in yonder's world? See, he had already spent his life and it was gone, but they reminded him about the life that he chose. Folks, you and I can live any kind of life that we want to. And this is not, you say, well, I've never heard a pastor or preacher put it quite like that. We can live any life we want to, but we'll have to pay for it. Because God knows all about your life. You know what ought to excite every one of us, Brother Chad? Is that no matter what God knows about us, no matter what wrongs that we have done, He said that if we would confess our sins, that God is faithful and just to forgive us and put our sins as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. Somebody else besides your pastor ought to be excited that God knows all about me, but yet He loved me enough to say, I forgive you and put you back in fellowship with the Father today. How many of you got a storied past? Oh, some of you don't want to be open on a Sunday morning. You heard the question about church tonight. You ought to be able to just confess it this morning and get it over with. Every one of us has done things that we're ashamed of. every one of us has done things that we think nobody else knows about it. But this morning, even though everybody else may be in the blind to what's happened, God knows all about it. Those things that you thought was in secret, God shall reveal them. There is nothing that you can hide from God. They used to sing a song, Debbie, years ago that said, "There's an all-seeing eye watching you. Watching you." And He is still watching. People say, "Well, He's old by now. He can't see." God's sight has not dimmed one bit since the beginning of time till today. God has not aged. Do you know that? He's still God. He's not aged like you and I. People say, "Well, I heard He had white hair." Folks, He might have white hair, but that does not mean that He's old and He cannot see past of a few feet. He's God this morning. He sees all things. And not just in your household, but in my household. And the Bible says this, that we just know of a few things about what's happening in life. We've heard testimonies this morning and prayer requests about from people that say that about the circumstance that they're facing or they're going through. As I said earlier, some of you think that you're the only one that knows about the tears that falls upon your pillow. Some of us think that we're the only one that knows about that we walk around the house and our minds, we really can't get centered upon anything because they're jumping all over the place about what we're going through or what we're facing or what the kids are doing or what the grandkids are going through. We think that we're the only one that knows about all this. But this morning I come to bring you reassurance. Has anybody talked to God this morning? God knows all about what you're going through. He knows that some of you have said, and many have said in their life, "I want to do more for God." He knows about those comments. He knows about those vows that we have made. Because the Bible says it's better not to make a vow than it is to make a vow to God and to break it. See, God knows about that vow. Some of us have said in times past, "I want to be a better Christian. I want to work harder for the church. I want to be there and try to lead others to Jesus Christ." And God has said, "You made that vow before, and you still haven't done anything with it." I believe we've got lost people that say in their own heart, "I know I need to get right. I know that I need to get saved. I know that I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. And I know that my days are coming to an end and I need to get right." And God is saying, "I've heard your words." But you know what the Bible says? Words, if I could paraphrase, words without action are dead. Words without action are dead. But folks, instead of thinking about it, instead of pondering upon it, and what you ought to do is just follow your heart and get right with the Lord. Here to the in the book of Hebrews, he said that his word is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of our hearts. I'll confess this morning as I try to come to a close, there's been times that I've had thoughts that's been laid upon my heart. And God knows my intents, that things that I wanted to do. Things that I, people that I needed to call or I wanted to call and wishes that I wanted to make and comments that I wanted to make. But we would get caught up in the time or time would get away from us. And Sister Charlene, we wouldn't even make those statements. And we would leave and we would say, "How sad I am. My heart is broke because I didn't do what was I knew I should have." It's like coming to church and God giving you a song or God giving you a testimony. Or sometimes it's just the Lord lays it upon your heart in a message or a song that's being sung for you just to raise your hand or some of you maybe just to go to the altar and pray. And some that it might be that you just need to go and find a brother and sister and hug their neck and tell them you love them and that you appreciate them. And we say, "I have intents on doing those things." But when God lays it upon our hearts, that's when we ought to. That's when we ought to do it. He knows not just our thoughts and our intents, But He knows our feelings this morning, church. God knows when your heart is broken. God knows when life has come against us and it feels like that you're just weighed down with a 100-pound bag upon your shoulder. He knows about our hurts and our pains. He knows about our passions and our desires and our appetites. He knows about the thoughts and the intents that we have. There is nothing that we face that God does not know about it. And where you and I wring our hands and say, what in the world am I going to do? Larry Jones, God is not sitting upon His throne watching what we're facing and saying, what am I going to do next? God is not sitting there and saying, what is the outcome going to be? God is not sitting there and saying, how am I going to be able to help them? You know, I look at people and I see the struggles they're in and my heart goes out and I think, what could I do to help them? In their present condition, what could I do to help them? And oftentimes, Billy Pennington, the answer comes back, there's nothing that I can do. Nothing that I can do in a physical sense. God is not sitting in heaven wringing His hands and saying, I wish there was something I could do to help my people. You know what God is doing? He sat up there and said, if only they would ask, I would come and help them. If only they would submit unto me, I would show up and show them what a great God I am. People say, why doesn't He just go ahead and do it? How many of us as parents was waiting for the kids to get to their breaking point so they would realize they couldn't and realize they need help? Not that we would belittle them, but to show them that they need help that can only come from God today. We need to do the same thing this morning. Every one of us. And not only does God know all about this, but in the book of John in the 10th chapter, the Bible says, Brother Ivan, that God knows every one of His sheep. How many of you today? He said it like this in that chapter. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. How many of you today know that God knows that you're one of His? People say, oh, Pastor, you know this is a holiday weekend. How do you expect us to worship? Because, Brother Eli, this might be the last service I get to be in. I realize this morning. And there was a time that every one of us probably thought we was indestructible. We thought we was invincible. We thought we was just going to live and live and live and not ever have to worry about facing death. Folks, every day I come to the realization that my time is getting shorter up on this earth. My time here is shorter. And people say, what a depressing thought that is to have to go around with day in and day out. No, that's just part of the story. The rest of it is that when I've taken my last breath, I've sang my last song, and I've preached my last message, I am going to a place where not only will He know about me, but I will be in the presence of the Almighty God Himself. That's what's encouraging. God knows all about you. That little pain that you have. And I'll put this in as an example this morning. That little pain that you have, wherever it may be at, that you can't hardly even describe it to a doctor or anybody else, what it feels like, God knows about it. That brokenheartedness that you have down on the inside, how many of us as parents today, and I'm trying to find a hushing place, that look at what's going on in our children's or grandchildren's lives or our loved ones' lives, and our hearts are broken because we see that they are going the wrong way, and we know that there's going to be disaster down the road. We know there's going to be hurt and pain down the road. We thank God we're the only one that is seeing this. But God is sitting in heaven and saying, no, I see exactly what you see, but you know what? What God is able to do, He's able to put a detour down the way. Where you and I can't, God can put a detour. He can avert them from going into that danger zone. God is able, if we will just call upon Him and realize He knows everything. Folks, there is nothing that God does not know about you and me and everyone else in this world. He knows all about us. Some of us say, well, I've got all these things that I'm going through. Nobody has ever faced what I'm facing. There's a God in heaven. Does He know what His answer would be to you this morning? Have you heard what my son went through? Did you not see in the Word what all my son went through? Every step that he took, I saw it. I knew about his step. In fact, even I gave him some revelation knowledge about what he was going to go through. Because you remember in the garden he prayed, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." He said, "I knew all about it." He said, "Before the earth turned to darkness, I knew darkness was coming." You say, "Well, how did God know?" Because I could not look upon my son. I had to turn so that he could die for your sins and the rest of the world. I knew that the earthquake was coming. I knew that the darkness was coming. But more than that, I even gave my son a revelation knowledge that you're going to lay your life down. But I also give you the power that on the third day, you shall raise it up again. Folks, God knew that the stone was going to be rolled away before it was ever placed over this tomb to the place where Jesus was laid. In fact, let me use this and then I'll close. While the world was still in creation, while the firmament was being divided, Jesus was already walking up Calvary's hill in the knowledge of God. Oh, that ought to grieve our souls this morning. Folks, if he knew what was going to happen thousands of years before it ever happened, he surely knows what you and I are going through today. He knows all about our lives. He knows all about those things that we think nobody else does. He's seen yesterday. He knows about today. And he knows about tomorrow. Some of us this morning, as I close, Ron Sharon gives a song of invitation. Some of us today wonder what tomorrow's going to be like. Lord, you know what I've gone through today. You know what yesterday was like. How in the world am I going to make it tomorrow? See, God, He knows about tomorrow. And He has not wringing His hands, wondering what's going to happen. God's already got a plan. He's already got an answer, if you'll have it this morning. God knows what you need. There's another song that they used to sing that said, "The answer is already on its way." Oh yes, the answer is on its way. What I could not see yesterday, God knew was going to happen. I did not know if I'd wake up this morning. God knew if I would or not. I did not know if I would make it here to the service. God knew. You say, God is all knowledgeable. He's all knowing. There is nothing that happens that God does not know about it. You remember the man that tried to, I believe I mentioned him last week. Zacchaeus, he tried to hide. And the Lord went right there and he said, "You come down. I know you're up there." You remember the woman with the issue of blood that thought nobody else knew that she touched the hem of his garment? Jesus said, "I know about it. I know that she's the one that touched me." Folks, there is nothing that we have need of that God does not know about it. There's nothing that our children have need of that God does not know about it. There's nothing that any of us has need of that God does not know about it. You need healing? God knows that. My heart goes out for these that are battling. We heard about these this morning that battling with cancer. My heart goes out for them. If I had the answer, if I had the cure, folks, some folks have said, and I probably have too in the past, said that if they was to ever find a cure for cancer, somebody or some company would be a multi-billion, trillion, zillionaire. because it would sell that quick. If I was to find the answer, I wouldn't have any more money tomorrow than what I have today, because I'd be out trying to give it to everybody that has it to try to get them cured so that they could live a life and be with their family and friends. Folks, I do not have the answer, but I have a friend that has the answer for you today. No matter what it is, no matter what the diagnosis, I know a man that knows all about you. He knows all about me, and he knows where the sales are. A lot of times, and I'm trying to find a hushing place, Sister Carlene and Robin and some of these others that's going, that has been through nursing school and going through nursing school, you know that they can only tell you by looking at the slides of where that they have taken the pathology to find out if it is cancerous or not. If they did not do a test in that area, they don't know it exists, other than blood work may show up. But there's nothing that is hidden from God. God knows where that cell is that the devil put there, and God is able to heal it today if we'll just come to Him. People say, you just have everything in your God. And I get arrogant at this point, and I say, yes, I do. Because I've never faced a mountain that He has not given us the victory over. I have never walked through a valley that He didn't give me strength to make it through it. Folks, He knows all about every one of us. He knows what you need more than you know what you need. And you say, well, is that why my heart is feeling like it is, that I just need to go to the altar? I don't even know what I need to pray for. Folks, if God is laying upon your heart to pray, then that's the time to pray. You say, well, I've done too much wrong. God wouldn't give you an invitation if you'd done too much wrong. If you had gone beyond your days of grace, God wouldn't put that feeling in your heart this morning. But He had already turned you over to a hardness of heart and reprobate mind. You say, well, will God really do this for me? I'm a nobody. Don't ever classify yourself as a nobody. You are a soul that God created, and He loves you as much as He loves anybody else. And I'll say it one more time, because I love this thought. If God would save me, He will save you. If He will heal our brothers and sisters, He will heal you. God is not a respecter of person. And folks, I am holding on to the promises of this word, that there is no good thing that the Father will withhold from His children. God knows all about you. While we stand, they sing a verse of a song. I ask you today, will you just bring what God knows about you and bring it to the Lord? Ask Him to forgive you. Ask Him to help you. Ask Him to save you. Whatever it may be that you have need of. Some of you this morning that just need the Lord to help you with your life. Bring it to Him this morning. Follow your heart. Because you know about it. And God knows about it. He wants to help you. If only you'll ask. He wants to help you this morning, Mom and Dad. Young man or woman, God wants to help you. If only you'll surrender your will into His hands. Would you do that this morning? Would you do that while God is knocking upon your heart? You've been presented with the Word, and you know that God can help you. If you'll just surrender your heart and will into His hands. Would you trust Him today? Trust the Lord. And allow Him to do the work that you have need of. Yes, God knows all about each and every one of us. I remember as we was growing up that there was things that we'd done. And Sister Mary, we thought we had them hid from Mom and Dad. Anybody else do those things? Some of you don't want to confess on a Sunday morning. Bible says, teaches us that confession is good for the soul. We did those things that we thought nobody else ever did. In fact, we tried to hide some of them. See, I wasn't that mean until I got with my uncles. And then it was just like the whole cracker box had been opened up. And we did things that we thought we had them hidden. And some of them we did hide. But sure enough, in time, there's nothing that you do that will not come out. Nothing. Sometimes it's just the evidence presents itself. And sometimes we're just like some of these kids. We go do something and then we run to mom and dad and tell on ourselves. We tell what we did. Then there's those of us that still think that we've got things hidden. Folks, don't ever allow the devil to fool you. There is nothing that you do that somebody doesn't know about it. And some of those things that we do are very hurtful. Very hurtful. Some of them, I've seen people do things and it destroyed their whole life. I've known of people that's lost their businesses, lost their marriages, lost just about even their own life because they thought nobody knew about it. See, the devil will tell you that that's all right. There's nothing wrong with what you're doing. And how many souls has he killed? Take it out of this world with that lie. Some people say, well, I'm not hurting anybody. It's just me. Your life affects everybody around you. Everybody. And what you do to yourself is hurting them as well as hurting you. Today, I hope you got something from the Word. God knows all about you. He knows all about every one of us. In fact, I think there's 9 billion people now on the face of the earth. And there's not a one of the 9 billion that He doesn't know about. Not a one. God knows all about them. God bless you. I pray that you got something from the Word today, from this service. And Brother Ivan, I believe, stepped out. Larry and Ron, I think there were 7 hands said they'd be here tonight. So the question was, are we having service or are we dismissing? All right.
How many's going to be here?
Raise your hands if you all going to be here tonight. Count hope. All right. We'll be here tonight. Okay? Those of you that can come, come. And God will bless us in our gathering. And the preacher will try not to be too long-winded. Is that all right? And some folks are worried about everything else that's going on in the world. Some of you got commitments. I understand that. God knows that. It's a holiday weekend. Those of you that can come, come and be with us. If nothing else, we can have prayer and have a good time of fellowship. All right? And for those of you that can't be here, you may God bless you and yours with a great day. Enjoy the holiday weekend. Some of you, many of us don't have to get up and go to work tomorrow. And some of you don't eat. That word is not even there. It's been gone for a few days. Ain't that right, Wayne? And have a great day. Come back and be with us tonight if you can.